Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Any hope for a negotiated settlement between the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester and the Central Mass town of Dudley over a proposed Muslim cemetery in Dudley may now be lost. 10 months after it approached the town, the society says settlement talks are going nowhere. Attorneys for the society now say their hope is with state and federal courts and the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
10 months after bringing the cemetery proposal forward, the attorney for the Muslim applicants could not have been more emphatic. Jay Tallerman said the town was unwilling to compromise and its motives were, quote, tainted by bigotry.
We've reached an impasse in settlement. We have withdrawn all of our settlement proposals, and we intend to fully litigate this in whatever forum that we have to.
If there had been signs of progress and a possible resolution during the weeks of mediation that began in August, the start of the process last winter could not have been worse. Intense opposition met the applicants when they sought a permit to develop a Muslim cemetery on old farmland that had gone unsold for decades. Neighbors raised fears about its size and scale and the contamination of their drinking water. Public statements by opponents triggered accusations of Islamophobia, which caused further anger. The Board of Selectmen initiated a process of buying the land before the Muslim applicants could. After the town rejected the application in June, the U.S. attorney announced an investigation into possible religious discrimination. But after the Islamic Society filed suit against the town in state land court, both sides agreed to attempt mediation. There was talk of compromise, of progress, of scaling down the cemetery in size and scope. After 4 meetings and proposals and counterproposals, the Islamic Society's attorney has declared an impasse. Again, Jay Tallerman.
It is readily apparent that they never intended to work with us. At each turn of our negotiations with the town, whenever we thought we had progress, the town backtracked and found a new device or instrument to slow down, delay, or prevent our project.
Assisted by the American Civil Liberties Union, the Muslim applicants have been joined by a second lawyer, the prominent Boston attorney Howard Cooper. He has announced plans to file civil rights claims in federal court. And according to both sides in the dispute, the U.S. attorney Carmen Ortiz has begun to carry out her investigation. Tallerman says the state attorney general has been involved as well. The lead attorney for the town of Dudley was not available for comment, but town officials have repeatedly and emphatically denied accusations of bigotry or trying to kill the project. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.